that chover the Amorites, sheyorshu esavim. If a chover and an Amorites yashin their father Amorites. If the father was an Amorites, and he had two children, one son was also an Amorites, and one son was a chover. One son is makbir ruchus tumah v'tahara. He only takes things that's Torah and nothing that's tummy. And the yashin the father now. So since the father was an Amorites, they have to be afraid whenever the father owns his tummy. So, yochol loy maloy, the chavah could tell the other brother that toilato chitim shebemokim ploini, vani chitim shebemokim ploini. If you want to divide up the wheat equally, you take wheat, 50% of the wheat in this place, and I'll take my 50% in the other place, that's okay. So Rashi says it means like this, yitol yochol loy maloy, that shiadeya ben shahukshru, that if you know in one place the wheat there, water came on the wheat after it was cut off already. So that wheat is hukshla kabatuma. So you don't want to take it. So you tell your brother the Amorites, you take that wheat. Vani eto chitim b'mokim pleini. I'll take wheat in another place. Shiadeish le hukshru. I know in the other place that wheat, no water came on top of it. Techiv on the chad mina, and since it's one min, armina, we say yesh breira. We say yesh breira. What does that mean? If it's one min, this, that you have 100 pounds of wheat, it has to be divided between the two brothers. So we know one brother gets 50 pounds and the other brother gets 50 pounds. So if you say, you'll take your 50 pounds here and he'll take it there, that's good. That's called the Yesh Breira. And we consider this is the chelik the father is giving you directly. And we don't say it's considered you're exchanging right now. So therefore it's not called that the chaver is giving his tamadika part to the Amorites, but no, it's called a good split, and what you get, you're getting from your father, and what your brother's getting is from the father also. Let's say there are two different minim here. You're yashin 100 pounds of wheat and 100 pounds of barley. Then ain't leimer brera. Then you can't say brera. Because shemei savim, the father dies, you want to say like this. Because usually when a father dies, we say each brother has a right to get 50% of each min. If there's 100 pounds of wheat, each one has a right to get 50 pounds. If there's also 100 pounds of barley, each one has a right to get 50 pounds of the barley. So if you're going to divide up now, like you say, I'll take the wheat and you take the barley, by you telling them to take the barley, the pshat is, you're giving him a chelik of your portion of the barley. Like you're making an exchange and saying, I have really 50% of this barley. So I'll let you keep my 50%, and I'll take your 50% of the chitim. But if you do that, for your overable of the evil, you're being over the Indian, of, you're being over of Michshol. Like you're letting your brother, even though he's not Moritz, but you're giving him your truma, or not you, whatever it is, not that truma, it's your wine, and you know it's tummy. So if you know it's tummy, you're letting your brother eat what's tummy. Let's say it's truma. It's matan nakanim over here. So b'zoy, that you can't do, because then you're being over labo l'sitei michshol. You're giving a michshol to your brother. So again, if it's chitin that you're dividing up, that's good, because the 50% of wheat that you get, we consider it's a direct matana from your father to you. It's not called, and the other portion your brother's getting is a direct Yerusha from the father. So it's not called you giving him your portion, you're not doing anything wrong. So again, let's see the Gemara. That Chaver v'yamoritz sheyoshua savim amoritz. Yochu loy meloy. One brother, the Chaver, tells other brother the amoritz. Toilato chitim shemma complaining. You take the wheat that's in one place. V'ani chitim shemma complaining. I'll take the wheat in another place. Rest I can say, Toilato yayin shemma complaining. You take the wine in this place, vani yain shibamakim pleini, and I'll take the wine in another place. About this wine for wine, that's called a good Yerushalayim, that's called yesh brera, you're getting your portion. And you're not giving your brother any part of your portion. I will lay yayim aloy, but you should not tell your brother, tola tolach, you take the wet, vani yavish, I'll take the dry. Toilato chitin vani servant. In other words, there's wet type of food and there's dry type of food. Those are two different type of foods. So you can't say, you take all the wet. In other words, the wet food was hukshla kabotuma, we're afraid it's tummy, you take it. V'ani yavish, I'll take all the dry type of tefuah. The dry type of tefuah, I know it wasn't luchna kabotum yet. I know it's Torah. That you can't do. Because each one's supposed to get 50% in the lach and 50% in the yavish. So if you're taking the whole yavish, you're obviously giving 50% of your portion in the lach in the wet part of your brother. So that's the mikshal. Right, you also can't say Terla Tachitim Vani Sarim. You take all the wheat, I know the wheat is tamei, and I'll take all the barley. That you can't do? Because by you taking all the barley, you're letting your brother take 50% of your wheat, which is tamei, so you'd be mashlim to do it via Vera. He's going to eat it now when it's tamei. Versus the Tony Allah, we learned on this. Oy say chover, what should the chover do? Sarif halach. The wet part he has to burn. Sarif it. But the dry part that was lush shakabu tumah that he could use. So we're talking about now vices. All this is truma that you receive truma for your vices to kahanim here, and what your father left over was truma. So you're taking the truma from your father. So it says the serif, this stuff that the lach, the wet part that you're afraid maybe was makabu tumah, you have to burn it. You can't use it. So the question is on my why yinichenu legasabu. Why can't you leave it over to the next gas? If you tell me now that there's a din de rabbanan at the time of the gas, when the press, then the yamratzim anemon. See, even if the kohen has it already, he can leave it over to the next year's press. So let him also leave it over to the next year's time of the press. And then it'll be torn for him to use. So who you see now, once it came from the hand of the kohen, and it's tummy for him now, he has to remain like it's tummy. The kohen is not allowed to use this truma. He can't have an eitzah to leave it over for the gas. That's only an eitzah of the Amoritz himself. Like before he gives it over to the Kohen, we don't know what it is. So that's a din d'rabbanan. Whenever he gives it over at the time of the gas, we believe him. When he gives it over later, we don't believe him. So if the Amoritz is smart to leave it over and don't give it later, but rather only give it he'll only give it b'shas of the gas, b'shas the press. But once it was given over ready to the Kohen, now by the Kohen of Sais Kapaskin, then it's Tamei. So since it's Tomei, the crane can't do anything with it. Here it says, it did a serif, he has to burn it, he can't use it. Torah says, no, maybe there's no right here. I'll tell you. B'dover shein legas. We're talking about the type of things that are not pressable. We're talking about dates or figs. Those are not things you press. Because we're not talking about oil. We're not talking about shemen and grapes. Olives and grapes is as managas when you press them to make the olive oil or to make the wine. Then taka the amoritz is nemen. So then the eighth would be leave it over to next year's pressing season. But here we're talking about yashin or wheat or yashin dates or figs that doesn't have a shas hagas. So therefore, there's no way to leave it over. For the Gemara still though, the inichenu l'regel, leave it over to a yomtiv, because there's a new din with the rabbonin that on a yomtiv, whatever an amoritz does is also torah. We believe in amoritz bezman haregel. Rashi v'inichenu l'regel. She tumas amoritz ain't of a regel. There's no din tumas amoritz on a regel. The rabbonin also will make it then, or even the amratzim are more makbid during the regel, not to be tomei but to be torah. So also the same eitzah, leave it over and use it in the regal first. So Hurtzaraya know that once it came to the Yad HaKohen, and by the Kohen he knows it's Tomei, that he received it from the Amoritz. At a time when he can't leave the Amoritz, once he has to be noig like it's Tumah, it remains Tumah Yerlam. He does not have a right to leave it over to a time when it would be Nemen. So more against us, no, maybe there's no proof here. I'll tell you, we're talking about Bidovar She'enoi Mishtam of the Regal. We're talking about you have some type of food that can't last. Like you just got finished, it's here right after Sukkot now. So 2 Pesach is 6 months. You have this food, it's not going to last for 6 months. You have a date here. The date won't last for 6 months. So therefore, since it's not going to last, therefore the only thing to do is to burn it. So Rashi says like this, what does it mean to be serif? Rashi says, serif is lach. Im koinu v'yeh shem el truma madliku neris. It means if it's something you could use for burning, burn it, use it while you're burning it. Right. So Kohanim will not pressure the Shaila. We don't know what will be the lach if the Kohen received it at a time when he's not allowed to leave the Amoritz. Is he allowed to leave it over now to use it in a later time when at that time the Zman of the press when the Amoritz is Neman? The Merbaz Basophic. cites it. Mishnah says, "V'yemame efrashdu l'teicha revias kodesh neman." If an Amoritz comes and gives a kain truma, wine that's a truma the whole year round, we say we don't believe in that it's Torah. But if the Amoritz says that inside this wine there's some kachim, then he does believe, he's believed. Like it's a migul that the Amoritz watches it carefully, that this wine that's going to be miyuchet for the Mizbeach, to be Torah, he watches the whole barrel of wine, so even the truma in it is also Torah. Right, so now, not like this, not awesome, not like this. Moidin beishami beisilu. Beishami beisilu both agree. Sheboitkin liyoisai Pesach. When a person is going to bring Korban Pesach, has to travel over a field. That's called the Beis HaPras. It means there's a suffix if there's a mace there or not. So you're allowed to go through it very easily just being Boidik. We'll soon see what that means. Just check it out to make sure there's no bones on top. I mean, just blow on top of the ground to make sure you see no bones of the mace. But V'yein Boidkin liyoichot Truma. If somebody wants to go over this field and we have a doubt, maybe a mace is buried there and the bones are around there, we don't let him go through this field just by checking it out. Since truma is not a zach, you have to eat the truma right now. So if you go over this field, we have to be afraid maybe you came in contact with the mace, that you'll have tuma shiva, and after 7 days, then you become tor. Let's see Rashi. Sheboitkin, sheboitkin li'ese pesach, beis ha'pras, kevaforosh b'yozel. That means hoyoholech lasas pischoy. Somebody was going to bring korban pesach on erev pesach. Uveisa pras means shel soda shenechus by kever. There was a field that somebody was buried there, but they plowed the field. So now you have a suffix if the bones are still around or not. So locher is mafsikoy that this field is a hefsek, is stopping you from going to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to go over this field. So how do you go through the field? You want to remain Torah. Like if you come in contact with the mace, you'll be Tuma Shevi, can't bring the Korban Pesach. So you want to be Torah, how do you do it? So Halacha is, Boitkoi Benefichu, means just check it out by blowing. Blow in front of you to make sure there's no bones. V'yemyesh etzem kisera reyeyo v'nishra menu. If you see a bone, it has to be at least the size of a barley. So you'll see it, then you go away from it, you won't go near it. V'yetzem kisera enim etam abiyel. It doesn't have any Tumas oil, the etzem kisera. But it's only what? Ela b'maga v'masa. It only has tumas maga v'masa. Lefikach boidik v'naficha. Therefore, what you have to be careful is just that you're not going to come in contact with the bone. If you stand on top of the bone, that wouldn't bother us. If the mace is buried underneath there, and there's only a small letzem left, there's not no tumas oil. The tumor doesn't shoot up. So we're not afraid if the bone is underneath you. We're only afraid maybe you'll see the bone on top of the ground, and you'll kick it, you'll move it, that's called masa, or you'll be nageya, it'll be matamiyu. So the way to check that there's no bones on top is just to blow there to make sure nothing's there. So this is a kula you could be knowing if you have to bring a korban pesach. But the din is, v'yein, boikin li'ech l'truma. But for l'truma you can't do this. Ein same chim al kazu, you can't be samech on this. There's no zman you have to eat the truma today. There's no rush. So then we say, if you go over this field, we have a doubt. Maybe you touch the mace. So then we say, yamtin shivas yamin. You have to wait 7 days. You have to spritz on you from the mechatis on the 3rd day and the 7th day, as if you have to be knowing the mamish. You touch the mace, you have to be knowing. And we say then v'yitzvol, and you have to be toivel then. Avagabe Pesach, Hoyel Beis HaPras Rabbonin, since this tumah is only a suffix with Rabbonin, is Lahemido de Vrein Mamakum Chorus. The Rabbonin not put up the Chumra Mamakum Chorus to stop you from bringing the Korban Pesach. And since today is Erev Pesach, and you have to get to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to walk over this field. Just check it out, blow there, make sure there's no bones on top of the field. You have a right to go over the field and you're Torah. But Shankin, if you go through the field, and you want to eat truma that night, then we say nothing doing. There's no mitzvah you have to rush to eat the truma today. Wait 7 days, be nice like your tumor, and you'll eat the truma 7 days later. Verse says now, my boitkin, what does it mean boitkin? So, Omer Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Menafe Chodem Beis HaPras. You just have to blow, like, have a fan there, and blow the ground in front of you to make sure there are no bones there. Verluch, and then you go. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Mishmed Ula Omar Beis HaPras Shenidash Tor. If a Beis HaPras means you have a field, again that was once a kever there and they plowed over the field, Now shenidish, did you know people trampled on top of the field? That's enough. You know, one time somebody trampled over the whole field, tor, liyaseh pesach, that if you're going over this field to bring korban pesach, you tor. Lehemidu devrem makam koris. Since if you don't bring the korban pesach, you chayev koris, the rabbanim didn't put their tumas beis haprasia to stop you from bringing the korban pesach. Abel yechle truma, if you want to go through this field, and then you want to eat truma, if you're a kayin, hemidu devrem makam misa. Yes, the rabbanim said that since there's a misa b'dei shemayim, the rabbanim will machmir. If you go through the beis haprasia, you should know that you have to be nagel like your tummy, and you can't eat it for 7 days. Still, you have azor shlishu shvi and become Torah. Now we boil. We have a suffer like this. Vodak lepischoi mal shiocha betrumosoi. What's going to be a kain that on erev Pesach now was going through the field because he had to go bring the korban Pesach? So he had a right to go through the field, and then at night he has to bring the korban Pesach. He wants to eat truma also. What's the din then? If such a kain can he eat truma not? Is Ulu, Oima Ulu says, Bodak lepischoi, mutalecha b'trumosu. Yes, like since he checked it out to eat the Korban Pesach, so for Chilchas Pesach, we say his Torah, it's like a steer to say his Shemitami for the Truma. So once he went through Al Manach to bring Korban Pesach, he had a hetter to go through there, so Rabbanim was at Matamim, who had then when he wants to eat Truma now, still his Torah. Rabba Barulu Amano. Bodak lepischoi, if a person went through the field and checked it out, so true he could bring korban pesach, but the lacha is also lecha b'trumosai. You should know when he wants to eat truma though, for that we're not makel. To go eat truma, we have to be afraid maybe you take a touch the mace, and therefore you can't eat the truma. So, omalei yehusaba, so somebody, the older person said, letiflug ledula, he told Rabba Barula, he says, don't argue on ula. Why the Tanan Kavosi will learn like Ula, that what you are allowed to eat the Truma. It says, Na Mishnah, V'yemo ma'ef rashti l'toycha revias kodesh nemon. It says, Na Mishnah, the Amorites, if he stam gives Truma, he's not nemon to say it's Torah. But if he says in this wine that's this Truma, there's also some wine that's miyuchet from the Sochim, from Hegdish, he's nemon. Alma, what do you see? Migenehem en ha-kodesh memenam ya-truma, you see such a migu. That since the Amorites believe Megeh to Kochim, we believe him already that this wine is Torah even for the Truma Shabbai. His Ochinami, Midimehem and Apesach, since the Rabbanim will make up for him to go bring us Karm Pesach, he's allowed to walk through this field, is an Echnami, Mehem and Nami at Truma. Havad the Rabbanim will make up yet to say he is allowed to eat Truma. He's still Torah to eat Truma also. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, "Kad the yayin v'kad the shemen, the barrels of wine and the barrels of the oil." Well, it says Tony would learn like this in the Braisa. Ein nemonim lo yala kankanim lo yala truma. You're not nemon on the barrel and not on the truma. For the Gemara kankanim demai. What type of barrel are we talking about here? Like what's the shaila? E kankanim the kodesh. If you want to tell me now, this barrel is full of kachrim inside it. So the Zoi, there's wine inside this barrel that the Amorites bring it to the Mizbeach to use for the Sochim. Says so, once the Amorites are never to say the wine inside this barrel is Torah, the Khuri has to be never to say the barrel also is Torah. Because how could you have the barrel Tomei and the wine Torah? So once we're saying the wine is Torah, that automatically means that the barrel is also Torah. So what do you mean to say not never on the barrel? Eli, you have to start this kankan on the truma. Talking about the barrel that has truma inside it, that is not nemen on the barrel. For the Gemara Pshita, Vadi is not nemen on the barrel. Hashta truma le mehemin, just like the Amorit is not nemen on truma the whole year. To say it's tor, the kain, the chavri is not allowed accepted from him. Is like kankan on mehemin. Like what's the sign in the world? Why should we say Vadi the Amorit is not nemen about the kankan? So the Gemara says, Eli bere konim. You know what we're talking about here? We're talking about empty barrels. Bere konim. The Kodesh, we're talking about empty barrels that was once used to store kachim there. Over Shah Yemois Hashanah. And it's talking about the rest of the year. Over Malayim the Truma. This is one category. Over Malayim the Truma, over Shah Sagitas. Tanan. The Huadin where it's filled up with Truma. And also about the Shah Sagitas. So Rashi says like this. Perekonim the Kodesh. Li'acha Shira Mehen Kodesh. After you poured off the wine that was miyuchas for the Mizbeach, after you poured it off, while you're shomer la Kodesh, still you're watching now this barrel to store further kachrim in it, Einer nehmen das Russen. Das sind die nicht nehmen anymore. Die only nehmen an Kutschim, Kolzim an, the Kutschim is in the barrel. True, the Amratzim am Machbar an the Kutschim to keep it torn. But when you empty out the wine, just the fact is the barrel itself still torn, for that we don't believe the Amorites. That's one halacha. That's what it means. The barrels of Kutschim, after you empty out the Kutschim, they're not nehmen to say it's still is torn. Uvishar kol yomoy sashon, a claimer. Kol yomoy sashon, ad lekoydish ein chilek, ben shasa gitas l'shar yomoy sashon. The same halacha. Now that's that the Amorites is nehmen on Kutschim, that's only on the wine itself. And if the wine is in the barrel, kol zman is in the barrel also is torn. But once you take out the wine, there's no more kutchim in the barrel. On the barrel itself, we don't believe the Amorites, that this then applies, kol yomei sashana, the whole year. Vishay yomei sashana. Now, if a malayim the truma, the shasagitas, the trashi, shafa pishla gozru, al trumoson the shasagitas, even at the time when you're pressing the wine, we say the Amorites is never to say the wine is torn, mifnei hefsit kahanim, chaverim. The nimsas masidim roev trumoson eretz yisrael halakankanim. Since roev the truma comes from eretz yisrael, so the kissa we want them to be believed. So we believe the amorit to give the truma to the kohen. But at that time we're only believed upon the wine. But halakankanim lo yaminum. The rabbanim did not believe the amorits on the barrels. V'yena kahanim chaverim mekablam eretz kahanim im hatruma avu maranoisin lekaleim. What they have to do is, when the Amoritz comes with this barrel of wine now, so the Kohen is allowed to say, okay, pour the wine into my barrels, I'll keep your wine, but your barrel take home, I'm not allowed to trust you on the barrel. That's the locha. Of the Shasa Gitois, when the Rabbanu will make all the Amoritz is never on the Trumer even, to say it's tor, that is only on the wine itself you never to say it's tor. Then on the barrel, the Kohen cannot accept the barrel. He has to empty out the wine into his own barrel and let the Amorites take his barrel home. Rashi says, "The kavos yamin lekamon at the tamei don yes kasha shereligian tameim tumeshiva umashkin tarim." Even though we noyga mol tuma on the barrel, but the mashkin takri is tor. So that's what the Bryce is saying now. Kureikonim the kodesh in anemon. Now, of a malayim the truma, when you have a barrel full of wine of truma, of a shasa gitas tanan, the shasa gitas that the Amorites is never on the wine, it's only on the wine and not on the barrels. For the Amorites tanan, we learn like this: kadi yayim v'kadi shemen hamudumas, that you have the kadi shemen that's mudumas. So for the Gemara, my love, aren't we talking about mudumas the truma? That's mudumas the truma. And still we say we believe the Amorites. Trashud ul-Kotoni, Nemonim akadim, Mashmud even Nemon on the Kad. That's what the Mishnah says. Kade Shemen, Kade Yayin, Mashmud the barrel of the wine itself. Hamadumas, that had, Meduma means had Shumer inside it. The Amorites, Peshasakitis is Nemon. Mashmud is even Nemon to say the barrel is Tor. So how could you say now the barrel is Tomei? So Marinces are midvarab chia midumas the kodesh. That's what the Mishnah says. We believe the Amorites. It's only where some kutchim is mixed up, not truma. For the Gemara, miyikah dimul a kodesh. Do you ever such a lush like that? Dimul a kodesh. Dimul always means truma. When truma gets mixed up lechumen, and dimul pasha means the tevel. That means we have this wheat. Like before you took off the truma, it's called tevel. When it gets mixed up with chumen, that's called meduma. You didn't fix it up yet. But by kochim is no dinner fixing up. Kochim is kochim. Rashi says, "Umiyik adimul akodesh tevel shloim nisakin meduma betruma." Avo kodesh lehuskul lefresh mitoichon. There's no din truma by kochim. You don't have to take away any part of it. Sheyat tevel meduma betoichon to say that you have tevel of kochim. So what do you mean meduma by kochim? So Marin says, "Amid v'rebeloi be'metayir es tivloi lita me'menu nesachim." That is being metayer is tevel true. It's talking about real tevel. Because you didn't take off the truma yet, but you'd be metayer it al manas to give from this wine for the nesachim. So in the case again, you have the migul that the amoris now he's like doing two in one. He's taking care of the truma, but he's also wants to give some wine for the kutchim. So since he's given some wine for kutchim, migul the amoris is leaving again to the kutchim, who has been is leaving again to the kadim for the truma also. So that's the only time you believed on the Kadim. But if not, empty for the Bal Truma, you never went on the Kadim. Prior to Koidim Legita Shivim Yom, the Mishnah says that 70 days before the press, it's already the Cheskas to be Torah. So Mashmi, you have to start the Mitar your press 70 days in advance. So Amar Abaya, Shema Mina, from here we hear, that Dinahu, the Zalocha, the Luya Yarisa, you gotta tell your workmen, the owners, that takes care of your fields, Le Mitra Chagufi, to be Torah, to take care of the Kalim, is news for the press, Shivin Yoima Makme Miatarta. 70 days before they start using the press, you have to start taking care of cleaning it out and being a tyrant. Because Mashmi, that's the mini gear that 70 days in advance used to be a tyrant. So to Mishnah. Min ha-moidiyan ulefnim. Moidiyan is a place of like 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. That's this place called Moidiyan. Rashi says, Moidiyan Shem Krach is the name of the city. Rochug Yerushalayim Tesvav Mil. It's 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says this, min ha-moidiyan ulefnim. If you're from that city inwards, closer to Yerushalayim, ne'monim ha-klicheres. The people, the Amoratim, that make klichereses, are earthly kelim, are never to say the Torah. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's a shas atchak, because they didn't make any earthly kelim in Yerushalayim itself. Because you have to use a big furnace, and you weren't allowed to use a big furnace in Yerushalayim, that smoke should not be going up in Yerushalayim, you can't use the big furnace. So they used to have to make the klicheres right outside Yerushalayim. So in order the Kohanim had to use a lot of klicheres. Because the Kohen Lamashal, let's say he cooked up his kachim. Kohanim used to eat kachim. Now when they use the klicheres is balaya. The tam of the shlomim goes into the kli. So the tam stays there and 2 days later becomes noisy. You can't use the kli anymore. You have to throw away the kalim. So the Kohanim decided they had to keep on using new earthly kalim. So where can they get it from? In Yerushalayim they can't make it. They had to get it from right outside. Those Amoratsim there. So if you can tell me that they're Tor, that the Tomei, the Kohanim won't have what to eat with. It's like it's Xero, Shef Shalamad Bo, the Rabbanim will make them. Then at this 15 mil of outside Yerushalayim, if you buy from even an Amoritz, a person that makes the Klicheres, he's never to say it's Tor. Min a Madiyim ul'chutz, if you want to buy from a factory outside Madiyim, ain't no morning. Then since the factory is owned by an Amoritz, then we don't believe him, because it's not such a Shasat Chak. The Kohanim should not go so far. They should have just went in this first 15 mil to buy the klicheres. Kate said, what's the case? Ha-keder, that's the person that makes the pots. Shu-meicher ha-kederes. Ha-keder, the pot itself. Shu-meicher ha-kederes, he's selling the pots. Nichnaf lefnim min ha-madiyim. If he comes inside, close to it, from Madiyim to Yerushalayim. Hu ha-keder, he is only Neman himself. Vehein ha-kederes, these have to be the same pots. Vein aloikim, there's the people that buy it, Neman. These are the ones that's Neman. Yotzein are Neman. If he goes out though further, then they're not Neman. Rashi says like this. Hu akeder. Mi shevi'in lamadiyin heminu lefi shi'efsha. Whoever brought it into Madiyin is Neman. Avol imosran biyakeder amoritz hayosheb amadiyin alifnim leminu. If the person that brought it gave it over to somebody else, then we don't believe him anymore. Vein akderis. Only the pot that was brought. And not to take these pots and other pots and to say both the Torah. Only the pot that was brought to you, but Tyra you could use. The chaverim that saw the way somebody brought the pot is Neman Akeder Etzloi. But somebody else that wants to buy it off you is not Neman anymore. What about Yotzim in a Madiyim, Lashub Liachrov in a Neman? If you take the pot that was once inside Madiyim to outside Madiyim, then you're not Neman anymore. Once you take the pot away from Madiyim, outside Yerushalayim, so far away, then from an Amoritz, you don't believe him that it's Torah anymore. Verse says, Tani will look like this. Madiyim, the city Madiyim itself, Pomim Kilifnim, Pomim Kilichutz. Sometimes that is like inside, sometimes called like outside. Ketzer. Keder Yotze. If the keder, the person that makes the pot, goes outside. Shrashi. Yotze means min amadiyim losh. Yeah, Ketzer. Keder, if you have the pot, Yotze goes out. The chova nichnas. And the chova comes into madiyim, klefnim. It's called like inside, and you believe him. Rashi, keder yotzim lefnim in amadiyin, v'nichtas lamadiyin. A keder, the person that's making the pot, comes from inside, closer to Yerushalayim, into Madiyin. V'chover bo michutz lamadiyin, v'nichtas lamadiyin. Kalefnim. In such a case, he's never in store. If you brought the pot, it was closer to Yerushalayim, and you brought it into Madiyin, and the chover came now from outside Madiyin, inside Madiyin. Since the pot was never taken further than Madiyin, then never to say it's tor, that's okay.
Then the Gemara says, what about Shnehem Nechnosim? Rashi says it means both of them, the kader and the chover, both come from outside Madiyin. They were further away into Madiyin. That is not enough. It's only Neman if he comes further, closer to Yerushalayim.